Father God, speak to our hearts, and may we become more like you, and love you, and love our neighbour as ourselves. Amen. So, we did it. We got through 5 weeks of living in love and faith. How was it for you? They say you shouldn't talk about politics, sex or religion in polite company, presumably to avoid arguments. But they are the interesting subjects, don't you think? For me, I'm glad we did it. I think it's much better to look at divisive stuff and talk about it than keep it under wraps. I hope if you wanted to give your views, you have been able to do so over coffee here after the service or at one of our small groups. There is still chance over coffee today or in future weeks, and we've put a box at the back if you'd rather do so in writing. Maybe you are someone who has been brought up in a family or a church or even a country where you don't talk about being gay. And you're expected to stay single if you are gay, where gay relationships are not accepted. Maybe that was something you did not think was right or kind, but you could not say that out loud. Maybe you never thought about it. You never had to, because you are cishet and did not know anybody who was LGBTIQ+. And maybe if you are LGBTQI+, and you thought you were the only one at our church. Maybe you have felt you have to hide. Or maybe you feel okay to be yourself, no matter who is in the house. Maybe you think an old school interpretation of the Bible is correct, and only cishet married people should have sex. Or maybe it's just too personal or embarrassing, and you just wish we would shut up about it. Or maybe you're an ally of LGBTQI plus people already, and you did not realise that queer clergy can't even have a civil gay marriage, nor even a civil partnership, unless they promise to be celibate. And that LGBTQI plus members of the congregation can't get married in church. Or maybe you realise that the church is divided about this, and wonder why we are stuck in the dark ages. I reckon we might have a mixture of all of these viewpoints in our church, and that's okay. Nobody can make you change your mind. This church is not a dictatorship, and nor would we want it to be. We want you to be you, and to feel safe here. But we also want you to continue in the best traditions of this church and be kind to everyone who shows up here on Sundays. I think that is the most important point in all of this, that Jesus loves us all. There is not one person here who Jesus doesn't love. And yes, Jesus does know what each of us are like, what we think, who we go out with, how strong or shaky our faith is. Jesus is the King of unconditional love, the one who drew all people to him when he was lifted up from the earth in crucifixion. And today's reading is one of my favourites. It's about Jesus seeing someone in the midst of her real life, and loving her, and knowing she was thirsty for his love. He doesn't mention sin once. He knows her need for his love. And in this passage he shows us his aim to make his life-giving love and wholeness bubble up from inside each of us and overflow to the benefit of our entire communities. We want God's house here in Normanton to be that sort of place. We all need it. You see, Jesus loved the outcast and the despised, and he loved the respectable churchy people too. He ate with Simon the Pharisee, as well as Zacchaeus the tax collector. He said that his father's house has many rooms, and that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. What we have to do is love each other. That's it. And if you think that so-and-so should leave the church because they don't have the same views as you, then that isn't very loving. And if you think that you have to leave the church because you don't fit in, then you're wrong. You don't have to go, and we hope you don't. This isn't a sausage machine trying to churn out mini-me's. Each of us is unique. Created by, loved by, and redeemed from glory to glory by God. Walbrook Epiphany is a kingdom outpost. A place where people can find friendship and safety and belonging. You will see division in the wider church. You will see fights over money and clergy and about who has got the right views. But there is only one thing that matters, love. And if we love each other in this church, no one can say we are not following Jesus, whatever our views. Well, actually, that's not true. Someone on Facebook wondered if I was a proper Christian this week because of the way I approach the Bible. I suggested to them that if they thought that, maybe they should sit down with Holy Spirit and ask what she thought of the matter. That I was just as much a Jesus person as they were, and to say that I wasn't was not helpful. Then they said they mean no disrespect. It's so easy to dismiss the other. And it's so easy to allow ourselves to be dismissed. Jesus didn't do either of those things. Jesus is my hero. Outspoken, brave, and kind. So let's love all of our siblings at Gussie's, old and new, whatever their sexuality, gender or doctrine. Archbishop Justin spoke beautifully about this during the recent podcast, The Rest is Politics, with Alistair Campbell and Rory Stewart. He talked about peacemaking really well. And I really wouldn't want his job, would you? People are horrid to him. Please remember him in your prayers. Your ministry team want to lead us towards full inclusion at St. Augustine's. Some people might not agree. That's okay. Whatever our views, let's do our very best to keep on talking, listening and loving. Because every single one of us is very precious to Jesus. And every single one of us belongs. Amen.